I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
Movies that evoke a feeling of isolation. The one room, the one location movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or the one cockpit.
The one cockpit movie. Now, I ended up not being able to see 7500.
Right. But, you know, for a guy like you, I think you got the idea.
Yeah, I definitely have the idea. 7500 just recently came out on Amazon Prime. Joseph Gordon-Levitt returning to the screen after, what is it, John? Like 4 years the guy's been gone.
It is. He's had kids.
Yeah. Interesting, because he was just kind of really coming to his own as a young movie star, starring in Looper and The Dark Knight Rises.
Good ones.
Also doing these little independent movies like 50-50 and, you know.
All right.
Anyway.
He's a favorite of both of ours.
Yeah.
And he doesn't disappoint me in this. It's not a great movie,
okay,
but it does exemplify our point today. While I was seduced by movies years ago in the expanse of the West, CinemaScope, VistaVision, and so on.
Right.
Now I can appreciate a very closed environment, tight framing, whatever you want to call it, open, closed.
Yeah.
Where you have, in this case, in the airplane, the cockpit is mostly where this film is done.
The key word, mostly. See, this is where we get the variations of this theme. So it takes place mostly in the cockpit.
Yes.
Terrorists take over the plane, trying to get inside of the cockpit. He's trying to fight them off.
It's almost the reverse of our usual perspective about this. The pilots have a screen up there where they can see what's happening.
See, I was going to say,
in the fuselage.
Here's one of the tricks filmmakers use to expand the sort of
good one,
the visual palette of a one room movie
excellent.
Is some sort of window in
to
something else that's happening. So classic one room movies of all time and a true one room movie because it never leaves the room is Rope.
Hitchcock's
movie, which unfolds in one seemingly long take. Really great. It's based on a play about the Leopold and Loeb murders.
Yep.
Jimmy Stewart plays the philosophy professor who kind of figures out slowly that his students have murdered one of their own. But that's it, right? It's just that room.
I mean, but for a theater guy, I'm loving this. It's like watching a play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the one room.
Exactly. It is a play.
Right.
And he does it as cinematically as possible. The trick Hitchcock does later, which you just brought up, I didn't even think about this, but Rear Window is a one
room movie. You got it.
He's looking out, right?
Yes. Now, what about Locke?
Love Locke. Tom Hardy in a car.
In a car again. Outrageous.
My wife asked me about 10 minutes in, are we going to never leave the car? The movement of the car driving, like, it does create a sense that you're not necessarily trapped in there.
Confined.
Yeah.
For 127 hours. He gets caught.
Right. Once he's in there, he's in there. It's not a true one location movie because we see him in his house. We see him biking.
Right.
He's in
talking James Franco, right?
James Franco, right.
Yeah.
Classic. 12 Angry Men.
Oh, good one. Yeah, of course. Another play-like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is, of course. Seems to me classic for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Buried.
From all accounts that I can, because I have not seen it, it's just Ryan Reynolds in a box casket or something, right? Right, and they buried alive with a cell phone and a lighter. What about when you open the location up just a little bit? Does Die Hard count as a one location movie?
Because of the building, you mean?
Because he's in one building, because it takes place in one building. Or is the building so sufficiently complex that you don't feel that?
Aren't there shots, though, from the outside? Mm-hmm. Of the building. So
So you're not in. Yeah, right. How about All Is Lost?
Redford,
boy. On a boat. See, no one thinks of it.
I know.
Guy's on a boat the whole time.
Plays adapted for film.
Yeah.
Virginia Woolf, Carnage, where you really have one location, a living room usually.
Even in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, they do leave the house.
More recently, Shirley, about Shirley Jackson.
Okay.
With Elizabeth Moss.
Uh-huh.
Takes place in their little house. Mostly in their little house. The genius of movie making. They open up the mind, I guess, is the most important thing on that screen rather than just that location.
Right.
If our viewers watched carefully, notice the confines here and notice how exciting we've made it.
Exactly. One shot.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.